Governor, what kind of gun is it?
This is a Beretta A400. I bought it when I was shooting a lot of traps because it has a...
Thanks to the work of the Biden administration, Dr. Fauci, we already have millions of kids around the country who have gotten vaccinated, which means that if you're still thinking about it, you know, get informed, talk to somebody you trust, your family doctor, your pediatrician, a school nurse, get more information about it. They'll tell you it's safe, it's effective. This vaccine is tailored for kids. And then come on down and find a spot to get vaccinated. You can get it for free just by going to vaccine.gov. It'll tell you exactly where you can go to get vaccinated. And, you know, make sure to do it, as you said, for your kids, your entire family, as well as for the community at large.
Ketchup packets in McDonald's are so good. Have you ever noticed that ketchup is just especially thick? It's like it's It's got a little sweetness in it.
Yeah, because you have to work for it. You have to open the little thing.
I got it right. Exactly.
Squeeze it out.
Like, hold on to some extra ones because you just don't know.
Could you do me a favor? I'm just talking a pop.
It is an honor, of course, to be with you this week as we celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day, as we speak truth about our nation's history. Since 1934, every October, the United States has recognized the voyage of the European explorers who first landed on the shores of the Americas. But that is not the whole story. That has never been the whole story. Those explorers ushered in a wave of devastation for tribal nations, perpetrating violence, stealing land, and spreading disease. We must not shy away from this shameful past, and we must shed light on it and do everything we can to address the impact of the past on Native communities today.
Kamala Harris's numbers are dropping in the polls, and she just said in her own words, you saw the tape there, there is no difference between her and Joe Biden. The Biden policies, Bidenomics, all the things they champion are destroying the country, and everybody knows that, and that's why Donald Trump elected. Republicans are going to win the Senate and the House.
Mr. Speaker, we should note that FEMA funds were actually redirected on Donald Trump's watch to deal with the migrant issue. Let me ask you, you mentioned the medical records.
No, ma'am. Wait a minute. Wait. Facts are important. That is a new program that started in 2020 under Joe Biden. That funding wasn't necessary under Trump's administration because we secured the border. We didn't invite illegal aliens and dangerous people into the country. That's a Biden-Harris policy, and everybody knows it.
Mr. Speaker, it did happen under Donald Trump's watch, but let me just ask you about medical records since you raised them.
No, Kristen,
Should Donald Trump release all of his medical records?
That is a brand new account.
Should Donald Trump release all of his medical records, Mr. Speaker?
He issued the records of his physicians. Kamala Harris issued her medical records as a diversion because she's desperate because she's sinking in the polls. Donald Trump's health is on display. Everyone in America can see it. The man works nonstop. He never quits. He probably sleeps 4 hours a night. He doesn't require as much sleep as the average person. He's an unusual figure. And this is the strength that we need in a time like this. We're in the most dangerous moment since World War II. You have to have strength. You have to have a steady hand. You have to have a commander-in-chief that our allies respect and our enemies fear. They do not fear Kamala Harris. They do fear Donald Trump.
Mr. Speaker,
that's what people are going to vote on.
Just to be very clear, he hasn't released all of his medical records. He released two letters. Should he release the results of the cognitive test?
It's unnecessary. He's on display every minute.
So it's unnecessary. Right. You can see that he didn't release his medical records. You don't want to know things like his cholesterol level, whether he's dealing with any issue that we may not know about if he's going to be commander in chief. And he also said he would relieve cognitive tests.
Kristen, listen to your question.
Should he release that?
The American people don't care about the cholesterol level of Donald Trump. They care about the cost of living and the fact they cannot pay for groceries because Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's policies have put them in that situation. The medical records are irrelevant. Let's talk about things that the American people care about. That's why Donald Trump is surging in the polls, because he's doing that on stages, in interviews, nonstop around the clock, and Kamala Harris has done nothing. Every time she talks, her numbers go down because she is uniquely unqualified to be the commander-in-chief at one of the most dangerous times in the history of the country.
Mr. That's a fact.
You talked in Aurora about the implementation of the Foreign Enemies Act of 1798 to target the illegal aliens streaming into this country from 168 other nations. Why'd you go that route?
Well, it's been sitting there. People have talked about it. It's been tried. It's held up. It's very old. That's a good thing, not a bad thing. You know, it's been there for a long time, and people haven't used it. But we've never had a country that was abused like our country is being abused now. Nobody probably thought they had to use it. I didn't really want to use it when I cleaned up the border in 2016. I probably won the race based on the border. And I got it done, but that border was peanuts compared to this. This is a major, in history, there's never been a border so bad as this. And this is all self-inflicted. What they've done to our country is, and you covered very well, but what they've done to our country is not even believable allowing murderers and drug dealers and everybody to just, they don't even know who they are. All they know is they're murderers, drug dealers. They don't even know. They don't know where they are, who they are. They're all over the place. They came into our country totally unvetted, totally unchecked. And it turned out we had 13,099 murders. We had many drug dealers, many terrorists.
The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes, and the mayor said our dedicated police officers have acted on those concerns. A handful of problems.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem and not Kamala Harris's open border. Americans are so fed up with what's going on, and they have every right to be. And I really find this exchange, Martha, sort of interesting because you seem to be more focused with nitpicking everything that Donald Trump has said rather than acknowledging that apartment complexes in the United States of America are being taken over by violent gangs. I worry so much more about that problem than anything else here. We've got to get American communities in a safe space again. And unfortunately, when you let people in by the millions, most of whom are unvetted, most of whom you don't know who they really are, you're going to have problems like this. Kamala Harris, 94 executive orders that undid Donald Trump's successful border policies. We knew this stuff would happen.
They
bragged about opening the border, and now we have the consequences, and we're living with it. We can do so much better, but frankly, we're not going to do better, Martha, unless Donald Trump calls this stuff out. I'm glad that he did.
The reason that there is a housing crisis is that not enough houses have been built.
And that we have 25 million people who shouldn't be here.
Well, I mean, this is the thing.
I think it's both.
I know you do. I don't think that many people who look into this agree with you, but about a third of the construction workforce in this country is Hispanic. Of those, a large portion are undocumented. So how do you propose to build all the housing necessary that we need in this country by removing all the people who are working in construction?
Well, I think it's a fair question because we know that back in the 1960s when we had very low levels of illegal immigration, Americans didn't buy houses, didn't build houses. But of course they did. And I'm being sarcastic, of course, in service of a point, Lulu, the assumption that because a large number of home builders now are using undocumented labor, that that's the only way to build homes. I think, again,
the country is much bigger. The need is much bigger. I mean, I'm not arguing in favor of illegal immigration. I'm asking how you would deal with the knock-on effect of your proposal to remove millions of people who work in a critical part of the economy.
Well, I think that what you would do is you would take, let's say, for example, the 7 million prime-age men who have dropped out of the labor force, and you have a smaller number of women, but still millions of women prime-age who have dropped out of the labor force. You absolutely could re-engage folks into the American labor market.
Work in construction?
Of course you could.
The unemployment rate is 4.1%.
Lulu, this is important.
But most people who don't work can't work in the regular economy. They're in the military, they're parents, they're sick, they're old. They might not want to work in construction.
The unemployment rate does not count labor force participation dropouts. And again, this is one of the really deranged things that I think illegal immigration does to our society is it gets us in a mindset of saying we can only build houses with illegal immigrants when we have 7 million, just men, not even women, just men who have completely dropped out of the labor force. People say, well, Americans won't do those jobs. Americans won't do those jobs for below the table wages. They won't do those jobs for non-living wages. But people will do those jobs. They will just do those jobs at certain wages. And think about this from the perspective of an American company, okay? I want them to go searching in their own country for their own citizens. Sometimes people who may be struggling with addiction or trauma, get them re-engaged in American society. We cannot have an entire American business community that is giving up on American workers and then importing millions of illegal laborers. That is what we have thanks to Kamala Harris's border policies. I think it's one of the biggest drivers of inequality. It's one of the biggest reasons why we have millions of people who have dropped out of the labor force. Why try to re-engage an American citizen in a good job if you can just import somebody from Central America who's going to work under the table for poverty wages? It is a disgrace, and it has led to the evisceration of the American middle class.
Hi. Hey, so you with the elections? You're the Bureau of Elections, right?
Well, what,
I mean, I'm just a volunteer.
We're just wondering what, okay, I understand you're a volunteer and you're just doing your job. What's all these? Are these mail-in ballots or what's these coming in?
What are these?
Uh-huh.
These are my intake here.
What's that?
Am I in tape as well?
Yeah, because we're wondering why are ballots being handled down here and not up there with the elections? So we're curious about that.
Okay, yeah. The gentleman who's in charge of this, I think, should be right back down.
What's his name?
Gosh, what is his name? Do you know his name?
Are you volunteer or employee?
I'm a poll watcher.
Okay.
Well, I'm a poll
watcher. We'll be back here.
So what's his name?
I don't know.
Okay. And you're a volunteer? What kind of volunteer are you? With the elections?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just curious. Just curious.
But what jumped out as potentially the most alarming detail was that within the actual Trump campaign, the person whose name is being floated to be Trump's Attorney General of the United States to run the Justice Department is this guy.
We will go out and find the conspirators, not just in government, but in the media. Yes, we're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens, who helped Joe Biden rig presidential elections. We're going to come after you, whether it's criminally or civilly. We'll figure that out. But yeah, we're putting you all on notice.
That is Kash Patel, the former chief of staff to Trump's Secretary of Defense, a man who is apparently on the short list for attorney general if Donald Trump retakes office. Now, Trump has not been shy about his desire to weaponize the DOJ and use it to go after his enemies. And we should probably take him at his word about that. I do think he is serious. But don't just take it from me. Last month, Trump announced that all of the January 6th committee members should go to jail. And today, the LA Times interviewed some of those members to ask how seriously they were taking those threats. Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren said, "One thing I learned on the committee is to pay attention and listen to what Trump says because he means it. If he intends to eliminate our constitutional system and start arresting his political enemies, I guess I would be on that list." The paper also interviewed Congressman Adam Schiff, who Trump has made one of his top political enemies. Schiff told The Times that he is having real-time conversations with his staff about how to make sure he stays safe if Trump follows through on his threats. So the danger here is apparently very real. And the Biden administration is doing something about it. Right before Trump's potential future Attorney General Kash Patel told Steve Bannon that he would use the government to go after Trump's enemies, Patel laid out what he thinks would need to happen within the government to empower him. He'd have to clean house.
Do you believe that you can deliver the goods on this in a pretty short order the first couple of months so we can get rolling on prosecutions?
Yes, we got the bench for it, Bannon, and you know those guys. I'm not going to go out there and say their names right now so the radical left-wing media can terrorize them. But, excuse me, the one thing we learned in the Trump administration the first go-around is we got to put in all America patriots top to bottom.
Well, today, the Biden administration issued a new rule, an attempt to Trump-proof the White House. The rule strengthens job protections for federal workers so Trump can't just clean house and replace everyone in the executive branch with MAGA hat-wearing Trump supporters. So, yes, Trump could still try to go after his enemies, and he could still try to install someone like Kash Patel as the attorney general to do so. But that attorney general would have a much harder time going full banana republic if the people actually carrying out the work under him were career government workers and not political stooges.
I will always stand with the incredible men and women of Border Patrol. And today I'm announcing a plan to address the shortage. You know, we have a tremendous shortage because they haven't been treated right. They want to do their jobs. You know, they consider it bad treatment when you're not allowed to do your job. And that's the biggest problem. They don't want people running in front of them. They want to stop them from coming in, and that's going to save a lot of people, including the people they're stopping. But to address the shortage of Border Patrol agents caused by the catastrophic failures of Kamala, our great border czar, who's the worst in history, we have a tremendous morale crisis because of her and her policies. I mean, think of it. Not one of the leaders, you have all the leaders up here, you have all the leaders in the room, you have Brandon right over there, who's a leader for a long time, brilliantly the leader, never got a call from them. Not Biden, he was sleeping, and not her. No, not her, she never called. Never once. I saw this, I didn't ask them. I saw this, and a reporter asked, "Paul, have you ever been called?" No, I haven't. How can you do that? Most important thing, it's the fabric and lifeblood of our country, and they're destroying our country, and they never, and these are the people in charge. So there's a big morale problem, and she ruined the jobs of a lot of these border agents. They went after people, remember? With the horses. Do you remember that? Do you remember? That was a terrible thing. It turned out that they were totally wrong, but they went after a lot of other people, very innocent people. They go after those people, but they don't go after the criminals that are coming in to kill. They don't go after them. So in order to meet the goal of hiring 10,000 new agents, we need the agents. We need them badly. And keeping our incredible veteran agents on the force. Don't leave us. Raise your right hand. You're not going to leave. You're not going to leave. Don't leave us, fellas. I don't have to worry about them. They're very committed people. If we paid them nothing, they're not leaving. They want to save our country. They're going to save our country. But after I win, I will be asking Congress immediately to approve a 10% raise. I haven't had one in a long time for all agents. And a $10,000 each retention and signing bonus. So we're going to retain them. It's almost like being a great baseball player or football player, but not quite as much money, but not bad, right? No, we're going to retain them, and they deserve it. They've been treated unbelievably badly, and the fact that they continue. And you don't hear they're going out on strike. They're going to this. They don't do that. They would never do it. They're just incredible people. This will ensure that we can hire and keep the Border Patrol agents that we need to keep, and we can also bring in a lot of new ones, really great ones, and we're going to have our choice. I think we're going to have a choice. There's going to be a whole new spirit. This is a group that really needs spirit because they're protecting us. They're protecting our lives. They're protecting our country. So we're going to be doing that.
Mr. Curtis, would you please state your full name for the record?
My name is Clinton Eugene Curtis.
And where do you reside?
Tallahassee, Florida.
And what is your profession?
I'm a computer programmer.
Would you please speak into the microphone so the audience can hear your testimony?
I'm a computer programmer.
Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes.
How do you know that to be the case?
Because in October of 2000, I wrote a prototype for President Congressman Tom Feeney at the company I work for in Oviedo, Florida, that did just that.
And when you say did just that, it would rig an election?
It would flip the vote 51-49 to whoever you wanted it to go to and whichever race you wanted to win.
And would that program that you designed be something that elections officials that might be on county boards of elections could detect?
They'd never see it.
Mr. Would you answer that question once again?
They would never see it.
So how would such a program, a secret program that fixes the election, how could it be detected?
You would have to view it either in the source code or you'd have to have a receipt and then count the hard paper against the actual vote total. Other than that, you won't see it.
All right, Mr. Curtis, if you had been asked, you or others with your professional expertise have been asked to design a protective program that would protect the Ohio elections from against such software to fix the election, could you have done so?
If we've been asked to make a program that could fix the election, sure, anybody can do it.
No, could you have designed a program or a procedure or a protocol that would have protected Ohio against this kind of rigging?
No, you have to look at the source code. You have to get probably programmers from both or all parties to look at the source code and determine if there's anything in there that shouldn't be there. I mean, it's a simple program. You're adding one to a person's total. It's 100 lines of code tops.
All right. Are you aware of whether there was any protective action in Ohio against this kind of vote rigging through software?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
You were not asked to assist in the development of any protective system, is that correct?
No, I was not.
In Europe, have you reviewed at all the election results in Ohio?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Given the availability of such vote rigging software, and the testimony that has been given under oath of substantial statistical anomalies and gross differences between exit polling data and the actual tabulated results. Do you have an opinion whether or not the Ohio election, presidential election, was hacked?
Yes, I would say it was. I mean, if you have exit polling data that is significantly off from the vote, then it's probably hacked.
And your testimony is under oath?
Yes, sir.
And the testimony you've given is true?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Waters and I have the same question.
Back to the podium.
Who did you say you were asked to prepare?
I was asked by Tom Feeney. He's now a congressman. At that time, he was Speaker of the House of Florida, Yang Enterprises, which was the company I worked for, lobbyist, and their corporate attorney. He wore a lot of hats.
And at the time, he was the Speaker of the House of Florida. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Congressman.
You say he was the lobbyist for the voting machine company at the same time he was Speaker of the House?
I don't know what the voting machine company is. He was a lobbyist for Yang Enterprises. We had NASA contracts. And
Yang Enterprises did what? Computers?
Computers.
Okay, and he was your lobbyist, your company's
lobbyist. Lobbyist for that company, yes.
And he asked you to design a code to rig an election?
Yes.
While he was Speaker of the Florida House?
Yes.
This was during or previous to the 2000 election?
Yes, October into September.
And did he ever express why he wanted a code to rig an election?
No, I immediately assumed that they were trying to keep you guys from cheating them. So I wrote up the documentation on what you would look for in the source code, how you would make sure that you didn't get, you know, taken advantage of, make sure that all voting machines had receipts, because that way you could back count the ones that looked a little funny. And I handed it over.
By receipts, you mean a paper trail?
Yes, paper trail. And I handed that in to Mrs. Yang and said, here's your report, here's your program. And she said, you don't understand, we need to hide the fraud in the source code.
Hide the fraud, not reveal the fraud.
Not reveal the fraud, because it's needed to control the vote in South Florida, was what she said.
Whoa. That's what she said.
What
your knowledge, was this used?
I have no idea. I was ready to leave, so I just hired and left the company.
Your testimony a moment ago, I think you said just before you left and answered the Congresswoman Tubbs Jones question, that, would you just repeat what you said in terms of the exit polls?
Oh, the exit polls should not be significantly different than the vote.
And if they were, you would conclude what?
I would conclude someone's playing with the vote.
Now with the exit polls?
That's possible too.
Okay.
Something is definitely skewed.
Something is skewed in one or the other about.
Right. To select which one, you'd have to see where the problem is.
Let me ask you one further question. Assuming for the moment that such software, that's what you call it, such software to rig a vote was used in one or more machines in Ohio or in Florida, could you today detect that if you looked at the source code?
If you could get the machines, and they have not been patched yet, I mean, once they get in and touch them, anything can happen. You can also set timers to do that, but then you see the timers. Then you'd have to take those machines, decompile them, which I couldn't do, but possibly a Microsoft, an MIT, something could do. You might be able to see it.
You might.
Not depends on how good they are at destroying what they had.
It's over. The Biden administration has decided not to renew the humanitarian program that allowed over 500,000 migrants to stay here in the U.S., protected under temporary protective status. The temporary protective status offered migrants from Venezuela, Haiti, Nicaragua, Cuba, the ability to stay in the country protected under this program. Well, it's been 2 years, and unless the Biden administration renewed the program, these migrants are now up in the air, and their temporary protective status, it's over, which means now they're undocumented and they can face deportation. And unless any of those migrants have married a U.S. citizen, as of January 1st, 2025, they can begin deportation. These migrants from these four countries hoped that the Biden administration would renew their program and given them an extension. The extension would have allowed them to remain in the country legally protected under the program. So what does it mean for over 500,000 migrants working in the U.S.? Well, now that the program will not be renewed, it means that they no longer have the authorization to legally work in the United States. It means that over 500,000 migrants are now going to be working illegally. It also means that if they get caught, they can be deported on the spot. The administration was criticized for not renewing the program because the situation on all these countries has not changed.
It's also developing right now. Florida's Surgeon General says for us to stop getting the COVID vaccine.
Fox 35's Hannah McKenzie is joining us live in the Alert Center tonight. So, Hannah, he says what's in the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines is a problem.
Yeah, Luann, John, Florida Surgeon General Dr. Latipo says he has safety concerns pertaining to the discovery of billions of DNA fragments found per dose in the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. And he says those concerns have not been addressed by the FDA or the CDC. Dr. Latipo says if the risks of DNA integration with COVID vaccines cannot be addressed, then the vaccines aren't appropriate for use in humans. He says he sent letters to the heads of the FDA and the CDC specifically questioning how this would impact humans in three main areas: healthy human genes being transformed into cancerous cells, chromosomal instability, and how the integration could affect unintended parts of the body, such as the heart, brain, lungs, even the injection site itself. We asked local doctor Michael Sparks to weigh in. Dr. Sparks telling us with the state surgeon general saying one thing and the FDA another, health providers are left stuck in the middle.
תקשיב טוב, אדון גייס 50, מר כסיף, לא אתה ולא השותפים שלך שמגנים עליך מבית ומבחוץ, מזיזים לנו כהוא זה. הממשלה הזו לא מגמגמת לגביך, אתה יכול להמשיך לחלום שנסיים את הלחימה ללא ניצחון. אנחנו לא מתביישים לומר שאנחנו רוצים לראות את חיילי צהל הגיבורים והקדושים שלנו תופסים את סינואר והמחבלים שלו באוזניים וגוררים אותם בכל הרצועה בדרך למרתפי שבס, אבל שבס של בן גביר, לא של בר-לב או מיכאלי, או במקרה הכי טוב לארון קבורה כזה או אחר. אני אישית גאה בהריסות של עזה, ושכל תינוק, גם עוד 80 שנה מהיום, יספר לנכדיו מה עשו היהודים שרצחו להם משפחות, אנסו אותם וחטפו להם אזרחים. אתה והחברים שלך יכולים לחלום שנאפשר לכם לבנות ממשלה, כי אם אתם חושבים שהפרס על שחיטת יהודים, אונס נשים, עריפת ראשים וחטיפת אזרחים יהיה לקבל לשבת בממשלת שינוי, אתה חולם. תצעקו עד מחר שלום עכשיו ובחירות עכשיו, מקפלן ועד עזה שישמעו אתכם. לנו יש משימה, אני מסיימת, והדבר האחרון שניתן לכם הוא שאופר כסיף יעלה להר הבית עם דגל פלסטין וסינואר יהיה שר הביטחון של המדינה הפלסטינית כמו אחיו ערפאת. לא יונה ולא עלה של זית, רק חרב לערוף לסינואר את הראש, זה מה שהוא יקבל מאיתנו. תקשיב טוב אדון גיא.
1965 America was about more than 90% white. In fact, there are more Americans of Swiss descent in 1960 than a Mexican. Today, about 1 in 10, actually I think it's edging towards 1 in 9 Americans is a Mexican. Not literally a Mexican national, although there are many of those, but of Mexican descent, and that's a remarkable change in 30 to 40 years. You know, when something bad happens, there's a reason
And that the reason that the borders are open is that the Jews opened them because they wanted to mix in tens of millions of third worlders because they thought it would be safer for them. They're more safe in a diverse society. That's the reason. You don't make anything better by adding 30 million Mexicans to it, do you? No American would agree with that. And yet no American would stand up in public and say it. And that's a symbol that we're not free. We may be a lot of things, but we're not free. When people are afraid to speak the obvious, you're not free. The idea that diversity is a strength in mixing people, it's not a strength. The strength comes from the homogeneity and having people who are basically alike. I mean, diverse people break up because they don't want to be around the other people. That's just natural. You don't see diverse species getting together and mingling in nature. You see them avoiding each other or fighting for territory. The white man knows all this. He doesn't know it at the level of facts and specific understandings, but he senses the spirit of the times. No rational person would open the border with Mexico for 100 reasons.
Things I've been saying about the NFL, that is rigged. Talking about the Hunt family knee deep in the assassination of JFK, that the NFL is gay. Have I said this in a tweet like August 2020? All of a sudden, they want to award me a special presentation. Just like how Franco Harris did a special interview before he was killed. This is how they get you. You former football players, they get you to show up at interviews. They get you to show up at presentations. And if you don't understand the numerology of anything, this is how they can get you and trap you. I would have gone and wouldn't know. And they could have easily put me in a predicament. I could have been at the bar. I could have been drinking. They could have came to my hotel. Any situation that would have fit my natural foolishness, which means either been drinking or been in a fight with a woman. That would be the only thing they would catch me with, and they would tell you this is how I fell. He died from alcohol poisoning, or he died fighting. And people would have believed it. If I went to that show and y'all would have heard that I got killed and you would have told you I died by alcohol poisoning or something like that, most of you would have believed it because you know that's usually what I've been in trouble for. This is how they get you. It's kind of comical, because once you understand numerology and gematria and they use the same numbers over and over and over again, it becomes pattern recognition, okay? I've seen a lot of football players die and it be because of numerology. I've seen a lot of celebrities die and it be because of numerology. And it's always when they're by themselves, they're found dead in a hotel, or some craziness that they attach it to. And no one can know what's the real truth, because they're really that slick with it if you don't have your eyes open. So it's funny to me that these people do not like me. They do not like me around when I was there. When I was in the world, they didn't want me around. So all of a sudden, they're going to give me a presentation after me saying football been rigged, after me saying their family did everything they did, all this stuff I've been talking that smoke, and they want to invite me into an award show to give me a special award for something.
Call logs, chats, cookies, device notifications, emails, instant messages, passwords.
You can see deleted conversations on encrypted apps like WhatsApp and Signal. Millie's deleted web browsing history.
Hopefully nothing too embarrassing.
Contact information for everyone she's spoken to, the locations of all her calls.
And you can see other people's phone numbers. It's obviously got more
can of you the... see their messages to you?
Yeah.
So the police are getting information about people that you've contacted who
exactly.
have nothing to do with the arrest that might have happened.
Exactly, and who may have contacted me securely about work using Signal. I think the most worrying is that this can happen on arrest, even when charges are never even brought. It can also happen to witnesses and to victims. There seems to be nothing clear in terms of deletion, so it seems like the police can effectively do what they want when they obtain your phone.
It's a scary amount of information. It's also so useful for the police. This is going to be so important in investigations.
Of course. The trouble is, at the moment, you don't need a warrant to obtain any of this. There has to be a degree of involvement of checks and balances that says, well, do you know what, in this case, it's not necessarily proportionate. You don't need this person's phone.
We're vaccinating infants against risks that don't exist. And that's the issue that I have. You could quantify any risk. I mean, what's the risk of dying in a motor vehicle accident on your way to school? There's a quantifiable risk to that, right? You could look at the stats, you know, across the United States and say there is some risk. Okay, well, do we stop putting kids in the car to go to school? At some point, there has to be a quantifiable risk that we're trying to prevent. So now you introduce to their little immune system, before they've even had breast milk, a synthetic vaccine that's causing an immune reaction to a disease that they don't have, that they weren't exposed to, fresh in the first few days of life. And we wonder why we have skyrocketing rates of autism and skyrocketing rates of attention deficit disorder and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And when I graduated high school in 1988, I didn't know a single autistic child.
Yeah.
I didn't even know a family.
It's crazy.
That knew an autistic child. My 16-year-old daughter now knows 10. I mean, she's a sophomore in high school. She knows 10. It's a very commonplace. So he's autistic. She's autistic. My friend has mild Asperger's. I'm like, what?
This is a dried parasitic insect that you eat every day. Well, how is that possible? Well, watch closely. If I crush a small pile of these insects, scoop them up, and pour them into a vial of warm water, the water turns a deep red. This is used as a red dye under the names cochineal extract, natural red 4, E120, and carmine color. Carmine color is listed in the ingredients of this candy. So, this candy gets its color from crushed up parasitic insects. Guess which of these products have parasitic insects in them? They all do.
The main road coming downtown Asheville, which is up that way, is a road called Tunnel Road. We're at the juncture just that away of Tunnel Road and Swannanoa Road. The road's washed away. All of the business, this is Glendale Avenue, gone. And then this is Swannanoa Road, where you see all these utility trucks. You can't get in there. Wilson Glass, big glass company, it's gone. Gone. Holy crap. Oh, it's all gone. Oh my God. They're trying to get electricity up because clearly these people don't have power. And they're not gonna let us through here. And this is where they were kept on saying they were finding bodies. Down there is where all the homeless people were staying. That was where Lowe's and all those places are. All the homeless lived there. Where we're going next, which is the tobacco barn, there was a sheriff there talking to the owner and a friend of mine, I'm not gonna mention her name. He said he personally, with his team, has bagged over 1,000 people. Over 1,000 people. Look at this devastation. This road takes you straight into Biltmore. Swannanoa Road takes you straight into Biltmore. We're going to go through the village next.
Oh.
Tell me about your first encounter with Coach Tim Walz.
He would tell me like your secrets, you can trust me, and I will tell you my secrets, we can trust each other again. And he would go with those like strange movements up to leg, back to my back again, touching my butt. Or he made it very clear that nobody is going to believe me and I will be deported because of the wrong accusing of a teacher. I had a feeling for a long period of time that I cannot trust anyone because something bad can happen. I want them to know that they should talk about it and do something and never keep it inside.